T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And we're welcoming you into the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is a Friday, John Chuckery Show. We're here for the full four tonight. We're streaming online at 92.9thegame.com. Free catch us live, replays of the shows, finest moments, breaking sports news, our new and improved website, 92.9thegame.com. Download your radio.com app. Put that on your phone, your tablet, your turntable, boombox, laser disc player, 8-track, Sega Genesis, whatever device that you have laying around to be able to catch us on the go. All the social media for the station's at 929thegame. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Jump on and interact with us there. The best way, as always, to interact with this personal show is through our personal Twitter handles. I'm at JMCH316. At JMCH316. That's all your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. He is producing the show tonight, hanging out with me here. Behind the glass, it is Jarvis in the house. JarvisD90 at JarvisD90 on Twitter. Busy, busy show tonight. Plenty of college football to get into. Obviously, the biggest spectacle that we've seen in quite some time in college football as the Notre Dame faithful descending on Athens, Georgia, as Notre Dame and UGA will get things kicked off. That's the CBS 8 o'clock game, which, you know, this year has supplanted LSU and Alabama as the lone 8 o'clock night game that CBS will air this year. So that if that tells you how big and how important even the network believes that it is, well, you know, Alabama-LSU is not going to be the 8 o'clock night game this year. CBS gets their one night game of the year, and they've decided to make this game that. So we'll get into that. We'll talk to Chip Towers coming up at 9:40. We'll get his thoughts about the game and kind of break some things down with him. We'll have plenty of dogs that we'll talk about all throughout the show. Falcons as well, as they get ready to take on Indianapolis up in Indianapolis. Pregame at 11, 1 o'clock kick on that coming up on Sunday. So we'll see if the Falcons can find a way to get to 2-1. And then we go to the Braves, where we've waited all season long for all of this. We've waited all season long for the Braves to finally get to this point. And, you know, I feel it. I feel it. As the great Rod Stewart once said, tonight's the night. Now, it can happen one of two ways, of course. It can happen that the Braves win. But it can also happen as the Nationals lose. Now, by the way, those two games, I want to say that they are 10 minutes apart, if I'm right on that. 7:10 and 7:20, yes. So the Nationals will start at 7:10. They've got the hapless Marlins tonight. The Braves have the Giants tonight. So each team is playing a not very good team. Mike Foltynewicz on the hill. And look, I think if Fulty goes out and makes a really good start tonight, I think he's your Game 3 starter. I would not be surprised if he goes out and he throws another gem tonight. I'm not going to be surprised if he's your Game 3 starter. And we've talked about, you know, Mike Foltynewicz about 17 ways to Sunday. And you look at how the Braves got here. How did we get to this point where the Braves are even, you know, for the team last year and the overachievers and all that kind of stuff, and that was all true. But this year they've shown and they've proved that they are legit, that they're legitimately, you know, one of the two best teams in all of the National League. It's not fluky what they've done. Freddie Freeman's had just a monster season, 112 runs, 38 homers, 119 RBIs. He's hitting .299. It wouldn't be surprising if he's over .300 with an over .400 on-base percentage, arguably having his best year ever. I'll tell you who is the unsung hero, man, is Ozzie Albies. He's going to score 100 runs again. He's at 23 homers, so he could realistically be a 25-homer guy. 15 steals, 81 RBIs, .293 with a .350 on-base percentage and a .500 slugging percentage for a second baseman. And he's hit all over the lineup. He's hit leadoff. He's hit second. He's hit fifth. He's hit seventh. He's hit all over the lineup this year for this team. He has been the ultimate plug him into a spot when somebody goes down and let him go do his thing. Obviously, the emergence of Ronald Acuña Jr. into one of the elite players in all of Major League Baseball as he's pushing toward a 40-40 season, got the 40 homers, 37 steals, 99 runs driven in with 123 RBIs, and he's hitting .279 with a .363 on-base percentage. Brian McCann's had a really good year for this team in a lot of ways. He's only played in 81 games, but he's given them 11 homers and 43 RBIs, you know, in basically half a season. Dansby had a really good start. His numbers have obviously slowed down, but still, you look at 71 runs scored, 17 homers and 63 RBIs for Dansby Swanson. You know, if Dansby's 18, 70, and 250, I think you take that all day long. If I'd have told you before the start of the season, Dansby would be 18 homers, 70 RBIs, and a .250 batting average, you'd have taken it. Especially if I told you he's only going to play in, what, 100 and maybe 25, 27 games, somewhere around that. He's got 119 games at this point. And then, of course, Josh Donaldson, the main cog of the free agent signing class, where 37 homers, 89 RBIs, 94 runs scored, .258 with a .378 on-base percentage. You know, there's been nothing fluky about where this team has gotten. I think the biggest things are the fact that you've had guys that are having, several guys that are having career types of years. And I understand, Acuña and Ozzie Albies haven't been in the majors very long, but their star power is moving upward. Bringing Austin Riley up and the spark that he gave this team, the Josh Donaldson signing. Dansby's had a better year over year. Brian McCann's been a contributor for this team. And then the two young pitchers. You know, they've gotten 29 and 10 out of Fried and Soroka. So when we talked about all the young guys, whether it was Newcomb or Tukey or Bryce Wilson or Kyle Wright, or, you know, take your pick of all the guys that have had a chance to make a start, make an appearance this year, those two guys have been the rocks at the top of the rotation. And Mike Soroka's given this team a legitimate ace. It's been something that they've lacked over the last few years. We've talked about, hey, you know, Fulton Evich could be the guy. Hey, maybe it's going to be Tehran someday, you know. But Mike Soroka has pitched this year like a legitimate ace, 13-4 with a 2.6 ERA, 135 strikeouts in 169 innings, only 13 homers in 169 innings. That's a phenomenal stat. In today's baseball world, when you've got a starting pitcher that's going to be 175-plus innings and he gives up probably less than 15 homers, that's a remarkable stat in today's baseball world. Think about all the guys. I mean, look at the Braves. The Braves set their franchise record. And that obviously is kind of one of the other storylines. 239 homers for this team, 816 runs scored, the emergence of this offense. I think that when you take the big storylines about how did we get here to this, well, the fact that the Braves can mash the daylights out of the long ball, the fact that Mike Soroka has stepped up and become an ace, the fact that they've had two of their young pitchers give them high quality years. You know, Max Fried's ERA is a little bit high at 4.25, but he's 16-6. And he's got 166 strikeouts in 156 innings. And Freddie, you know, I keep saying you can't keep wasting the prime years of Freddie Freeman. You can't keep telling me we're a year away. No, man, Freddie's in his prime now. The most important play, the Matt Ryan of the Atlanta Braves is in his prime right now. You can't waste prime on telling me, well, you know, we're a year away, or the plan was, you know, in 2020, you know, all the stuff that just people just, you know, throw out there out of the world of nowhere. So it there's nothing fluky about what this Braves team has managed to do this year. You know, I run into people all the time, and in one of the gas stations I go to, the Shell station, the guy and I talk. He's a big North Carolina fan. He's a big UNC guy. And we'll talk some Carolina football and stuff like that. But it's like, and he knows the new sports talk radio, and he knows who I am and listens and all that stuff. And he's like, do you think the Braves legitimately have a shot? I'm like, yeah, I do. And you know, when you guys are all getting mad at me and angry about when I say, hey, man, we're thinking about World Series. No, we got a division we got to win. We got to win the division. Yeah, we got to get there first. Okay, well, you and Schierholz and those guys, keep your suspenders on, hang your division banners and stuff. I'm thinking bigger.
John Freaky?
Yeah.
You know, we got to – wait, it's a division race.
Okay. You guys live in that narrow little bubble of we love our division and our division pennants, and maybe they'll start that trend at SunTrust Park like they did at Turner Field.
Is John Freaky?
Yeah. Hang your division banners and we'll all get excited, and then, you know, I'm thinking bigger, folks. I'm thinking World Series. I've been talking World Series. You know, when you watch this team day in and day out, you realize, man, that's a World Series lineup. Man, they got an ace that can go. Man, they fixed their bullpen. You know, man, they can mash the ball. Man, they've got speed on the base paths. They can figure out a way to get some steals. See if the Braves clinch it tonight. All right, when we get back, given the landscape of the NFC South, should we be raising the expectations of the Atlanta Falcons now? Break that all down next. It's John Chuck, we're showing the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This is the John Chukwu Show, hanging out with you here on a Friday night. As we get ready for lots of football this weekend, both with the oblong kind and the round kind, the football. Don't forget, we've got Atlanta United in action tomorrow, 3 o'clock. We've got the Notre Dame game against Georgia. We'll be on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Georgia State and Texas State, that'll be on after Atlanta United football. Of course, Falcons coming up on Sunday. Lots to get into. Follow us on the show on Twitter at JMCH316, at JMCH316. He's at JarvisD90 to follow along with the producer, Jarvis. 404-741-0929. That is our phone line. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you want to interact with the show. So speaking of the Falcons, we'll talk about the Cam Newton story here right before the top of the hour, but Cam Newton is going to be out now for the Carolina Panthers, and we know Drew Brees is going to be out for the next, whatever, 6 to 8 weeks, you know, and it'll be the Teddy Bridgewater era. And, you know, the Falcons already came in. You know, I've already put them on Super Bowl or bust mode. I mean, because, look, as I told the guys up in Indianapolis yesterday, when you got your quarterback and all your young guys and your wide receiver in his prime and all these things – and you've got everybody signed and locked down, man, the time is now to win. You know, any off-field distractions are gone and out of the way. Now it's all about what happens on field. Now it's all about what happens, you know, between the lines and getting it done and getting back to the Super Bowl and getting the championship now. And I've said many times that I believe, right, wrong, or indifferent, time will tell and time will prove itself out. I do believe that if Dan Quinn does not make the playoffs, unless it's because Matt Ryan missed 12 or 13 games, then I don't believe Dan Quinn will be the head coach of this football team. Because if you can't make the playoffs with this roster, then when are you going to make the playoffs? How many more moves do you have to have? Where else are you investing with this team at this point? I mean, it's not that you can't upgrade and improve your roster, but this is a really good roster. And now you have two quarterbacks within the division, two MVP quarterbacks in the division that are not out. One's out for an extended period of time. One, we don't know. Does Cam Newton feel like he's going to be healthy and this is just a one-off deal? And, you know, I mean, is that how, given what's going on with Cam Newton the last couple of years, does this thing feel like it's just a one-off? Oh, he'll just miss this week and he'll be fine and he'll just continue to roll. It doesn't to me. It doesn't to me. And so, yeah, I think even more now, the Falcons are in a position where they have to take advantage of what has been given to them. Now, obviously, first and foremost, that starts with handling your business. Now, you got to handle your business. But at the same time, if you have two teams that you expected to either contend for the division or contend for a potential playoff spot, and they can't get it done, then you got to step up and find a way to get it done. You can't just kind of tread water until you get to the point where Drew Brees decides to come back and lead them back. No, you've got to put your foot, especially when you play those teams, you got to put your foot on their neck and break it. So this division right now, to me, is a golden opportunity for the Falcons and sits in their hands. Sits in the hands of what Atlanta does or does not do. If the Falcons can't get it done, yeah, maybe one of those other two teams finds a way to get it done. That would be a real shame. You know, that would be a real shame. Because things are lining up for the Falcons. And I thought, who'd we have on the other day for the Falcons, Jarvis? My brain just went just dead that we talked about. Oh, Jason Cole the other day, yeah. And he was like, you know, the karma has circled back around because all of the bad things with an injury standpoint that happened to the Falcons last year, now that karma's being paid back, and now these other teams are fighting the injury bug. And I don't remember anybody last year, you know, in the division, Carolina, New Orleans, anybody saying, "Woe was the Falcons," having a pity party for the Falcons and say, "We feel bad for y'all. We feel bad that you know, you hadn't been able to have enough guys healthy and you're playing a bunch of backups and it hasn't gone very well." I don't remember those conversations. I remember New Orleans crybabying about everything else, about referees and everything else, but I don't remember them saying, you know, "Hey, gosh, we want to give a piece of this to the Falcons because we know they're a really good football team, but they had everybody hurt." Nor would I expect the Falcons to do the same thing. You play with the hand that's dealt you out there. Falcons have to take advantage of this over the next several weeks. Now, what's disappointing is that this team's not going to play a divisional game. And this is weird about the schedule. They won't play a divisional game until week 10. Week 10. They'll already have played half their schedule. They'll have played 8 games and a bye week before they see New Orleans, Carolina, Tampa, New Orleans, Carolina all in a row. 5 straight divisional games with the 6th one coming 3 days before New Year's Day. It's crazy. I don't know. I'm sure I'm probably wrong about this. I don't know that I've ever seen a schedule like that before in the NFL. I get wanting to have some divisional games down the stretch and things like that, okay? Just like the way baseball does. But has there ever been a schedule where a team went the first 9 weeks of the season without a single divisional game? I can't say as I've seen it. I can remember it. I'm sure y'all out there probably remember a time for a team or your team or whatever like that had the same thing happen. I'm sure the Falcons aren't unique. I'm sure they're not the first team to have faced something like this. But it sure does seem weird. And given the way it looks now, maybe it's kind of disappointing. Wouldn't it be nice to kind of have that New Orleans and Carolina, those two road games back-to-back, instead of November 10th and 17th, maybe having them October 6th and October 13th? having them a month ahead of time, wouldn't that be more ideal for the Falcons? I would think so. I think that'd benefit the Falcons much more. So, you know, it starts this weekend. You got to handle your business against Indianapolis. I think the bar has been raised. I think now you have to say that with the quarterback injuries, the Falcons are the class of the NFC South. I mean, I know Teddy Bridgewater started in the league and he's done some good things, but in all honesty, I there's no way that I would tell you that New Orleans should still be the favorite in this division with Teddy Bridgewater leading them. No way. I mean, say what you will, but that's a massive step down. There's nobody that runs that Sean Payton offense like Drew Brees. Just nobody. Those two guys, for however long it's been now, have been in complete simpatico. They've been completely on the same page with one another, and it's that offense has been, you know, a thing of beauty over the years with Sean Payton. Led him to a Super Bowl. Got him a Super Bowl championship out of all of it. So Falcons need to start, you know, again, starting this week, handle your business. Yeah, you got a bunch of AFC teams in that first half of the schedule. Indianapolis this week, Tennessee next week, Houston the week after. So you got three straight AFC games, and then, you know, Jacksonville will finish out the schedule December 22nd, 3 days before Christmas time. Handle your business now. Get out ahead before any of these quarterbacks get healthy and decide to really make a comeback. All right, when we get back, if they lose, I think it's going to be more of a case of what UGA doesn't do versus what Notre Dame does. We'll break that down next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show, coming to you live till 11 o'clock. 404-741-0929. That is our phone line. That is also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to interact with us. Follow us on Twitter at JMCH316. He is at JarvisD90. Jump on board, be a part of the conversation. The best way to interact with us is through our Twitter handles. Hey, we got the Rock and Jock Celebrity Bowling Tournament coming up. It's going to be benefiting the Travis Mannion Foundation. It's coming up on Wednesday of next week. Okay, it's going to be at Stars and Strikes in Sandy Springs Wednesday of next week, September 25th. It'll be from 4 to 7. Dukes and Bell going to be broadcasting out there. Brian Jordan, Marquise Grissom, Muhammad Masqual, Ronnie Brown, Jason Campbell. All the personalities from the station are going to be out there as well. So come out and be a part of all of it. You can go to our website, 92inthegame.com, and get information and probably find tickets and all that good stuff there. So be a part of all of that. If you got some free time next Wednesday and get away, come on out and hang out with us. Come do some bowling, some drinking, some having some fun, and meeting some guys out there. So obviously we broadcasted today from Athens. We'll be out there tomorrow in Athens. Of course, we'll start off tomorrow with the morning show. You'll have Hugh Douglas in.
John Freaky?
As they'll be on from 9 to noon, and then you'll have a special edition of College Football Game Time right after Hugh Douglas and
John Freaky
get done broadcasting. Randy McMichael and myself doing some College Football Game Time. Chris Goforth with the day off, so it'll be Randy and I holding down the fort out in Athens at the Grindhouse Killer Burgers. That's coming up after the morning show with Hugh Douglas and
John Freaky.
So be a part of all of that.
Yeah, you want one?
What?
Yes.
Randy will give out hugs. So come get a hug from Randy. So if you ever wanted a hug from a Georgia Bulldog, come ask Randy McMichael for a hug. Now wait till those guys see. I went and bought a new Georgia shirt today, by the way. I went and bought a new Oh yeah. I'm Bulldog Chuckery. You forget I'm Bulldog Chuckery now. I got Chuck Dowdle following me on Twitter, so I'm officially Bulldog Chuckery. So oh, yeah, I'll be out there repping my Georgia shirt tomorrow at the Grindhouse Killer Burgers. But when we look at this game, and I've been saying all week long that I think the hype of the game will be better than the game itself. And I think if you want a blueprint for what this game is going to look like, go to the very start of the year for the Georgia Bulldogs. You know, it's great that wide receivers are developing and obviously an upperclassman quarterback, and there will be times when Georgia will have to throw the football, but the game plan for this game, like every other game plan that the Bulldogs, when they go to line up, It's going to be about take our best offensive line in America, take the deepest core of running backs in America, and exert our will on another team. You know, I believe Notre Dame, their defense, the further you get back from the football, the better their defense gets. It's a good, not a great defensive line. It's a pretty good group of linebackers and then a real good group of secondary players. I think they get better as they go backward on the defense. That doesn't bode well for Notre Dame. Now, Notre Dame's not the same rushing team that they've been over the last few years when it's Dexter Williams and those guys. And then, oh, yeah, with two College Football Hall of Fame offensive linemen, with McGlinchey and Quentin Nelson, who we'll see. We'll get a handful of him on Sunday. That guy doesn't block you. That guy steals your soul. He makes you not want to play football again because he just takes you out of the play. And I think this game really is going to be, if Notre Dame finds a way to win this game, I think it's as much because of what Georgia didn't do. You know, I said after the Oregon-Auburn game, look, kudos to Auburn for figuring out a way to win that game. But that game was as much about what Oregon didn't do as what Auburn did. Oregon missed two scoring chances inside the 10-yard line, dropped a wide-open touchdown pass, blew a 21-6 lead, were way too conservative with a senior quarterback that's potentially the number one pick in the NFL draft. So many things that they did to allow Auburn to just go out there and come back and win that game. If Georgia loses this game, it'll be because they shot themselves in the foot, not because Notre Dame exerted their will. It should be the other way around. It should be Georgia that exerts their will. Take that offensive line and lean right on them. Take those deep group of running backs and push them forward. Use those running backs in creative ways. We're going to talk to Chip Towers at 9:40. I believe that James Cook is the X factor in this game. Getting his hands on the football in all kinds of different ways. And you look right now, there's too many good players on Georgia that just can't get the ball enough right now. Whether it's wide receiver, tight end, running back, take your pick. Whether it's Cook, even DeAndre Swift. It's not like DeAndre Swift's averaging 22 carries a game thus far. I want to say he's averaging a little over 10 carries a game for Georgia. It isn't much. It isn't much. So, I didn't see if the spread, it was somewhere 13.5, 14. I haven't seen if it's gone up from there. I'll look at ESPN real quick and see. But if the line has stayed around that 13.5 and 14-point range, then I absolutely think that Georgia will cover all of that. I think Georgia will absolutely cover. Let's see what the daily lines tell me here as far as what the game is going to be. So I think when you break this game down, if Georgia loses, it's going to be because they shot themselves in the foot, because they failed and they screwed up. Not so much that Notre Dame was able to shut them down. Let's see here. The spread now in Georgia and their state. Trying to find. The five lines I see here say 14.5. So it's gone up a little bit. Somewhere between half a point and a point that it's gone up. 14.5, I still think Georgia wins by 17-21. And Notre Dame's not a bad football team. But the problem is that, you know, what Georgia does, you know, Notre Dame hasn't been able to stop the run very well. They've played a bad Louisville team, and you could really make a strong case that New Mexico is the worst FBS program in America. Like, they're the worst program in the country at the FBS level. I can't speak for FCS, but at the FBS level, they're as dreadful as they come. And they've still given up a bunch of rushing yards. Well, I got news for you. Notre Dame hasn't seen anything like that. Now, I do believe, okay, say what you will about, you know, let's call it regular season, okay? I do believe that when we're talking regular season, not SEC title game and beyond, regular season, I do believe Ian Book is the best quarterback that Georgia will face all year. And that during the regular season. Now, they're not going to see Jake Bentley. They're not going to see Felipe Franks, okay? They'll see Kellen Mond, who I don't think is better than Ian Book. I think Ian Book is a better quarterback than what Kellen Mond is. So Georgia won't see a better quarterback than what they will see tomorrow in Athens. And I still think with all that, they're going to shut down Notre Dame. They'll find a way because Notre Dame's not going to be able to exert their will on Georgia. Now, Georgia has three turnovers. You know, two of them are turn into short yardage drives for Notre Dame. Yeah, that will be the kind of pathway that it's not that Notre Dame can't beat Georgia. But if Notre Dame is going to beat Georgia, it's because Georgia gave it to them. It's because Georgia put it on a platter and said, here, take it. And, you know, even sometimes when you do that, some teams don't even take it when you give it to them. All right, Cam's officially out in Carolina. We'll give you that story next. John Chuckery in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.